The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gerard Gilroy from Off the Ball with me. Gerard, 8 o'clock tonight, the Euros gets underway.
Germany versus Scotland.
Yes.
It's been difficult for Ireland, Irish fans, Irish sports fans, to get too excited about the Euros just yet. The massive party happening very close to us. We were invited, but we're otherwise engaged. We failed the entrance criteria. We were wearing a pair of runners, and it's a strict no runners entrance policy.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's great. Football is great. International football is amazing. Tournaments are brilliant. The World Cup in Qatar, notwithstanding all the Qatar stuff, was potentially the best.
What's
football
so great about international tournaments? Because in the argument now, isn't it, that the super clubs that we see week in, week out are better teams?
They are better teams. But
so why is international football?
About the Petro State?
No, but I don't necessarily massively care about this either. So yeah, that's not sufficient now to pass muster with me.
It is. Well, you. Unless you're a fan of one of the clubs, almost all of the clubs are in some way stained by...
Yeah. So there's a purity to international football,
yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, well, it's the best of one country, and however they've grandfathered a lot of good players in, or colonised and stolen from the colonies, versus the best of another country.
Yeah.
And generally, the football is of a more even standard, slightly lower quality, a bit more random... A bit more chaos, and it also happens at the end of the season when players are absolutely wrecked, and they may not have the same medical. They're tired, fatigued at the end of the way that maybe it doesn't in.
So you get more mistakes, and which translates to more
randomness.
Goals,
exactly,
arguably.
And
so it's Scotland against Germany tonight. Scotland don't have huge hope, do they? Well, they maybe have huge hope. They don't have much expectation. They couldn't go into this fixture, could they?
No, I don't think against the Germans at home they expect anything. But then they've got some really good players. The difficulty is that Scotland's history at tournaments is never having got out of the group ever.
Yeah.
I actually
didn't realise that until I heard a news bulletin this morning that said Scotland are hoping to reach the group stages of a knockout tournament for the first time.
I know. They have a much better football professional league and setup and history of producing quality players than we do. And they've qualified for more tournaments than us. But, we can still look down our noses at somebody. At least.
Yeah, at least.
Until this tournament.
Why do you suspect they might get out of the group? Who else is in their group?
They've got Hungary and Switzerland as well as obviously the Germans.
Okay.
And the thing about the Euros, as we know from 2016, is almost everybody gets out of the groups. It's a bit like the football championship. So there is a round of 16 and there's only 24 teams in the whole thing. So, you know.
All right, okay. But Germany, would they be one of the favourites for the competition?
Yeah, well, so England are favourites alongside France. Germany were absolutely rubbish until about a year ago and then they started to get good again. Toni Kroos has come out of retirement and they're pinning their hopes on him. And also the fact that just Germany will get behind the German team.
Yeah. The hosts, I heard as well this morning, the hosts haven't won the Euro since France in 80, whenever they did it in the mid-80s. But the hosts will generally get as far as the semi-final at least.
We've been pretty close. Portugal got beaten by Greece. I don't know, was that the semi-final or the final? I can't remember now. And then France obviously reached extra time the last time in the final and got beaten.
So Germany will go close.
Yeah, the German situation is tense enough. Obviously, the local recent European elections, a massive surge of far right questions being asked in television polls. Should there be more white players in the German team?
No way.
25% or 28%.
Sorry, they asked this on a poll on TV.
They did, yeah. Now, their defence was that people had been saying this and they were like, well, this can't be real. People don't really think this, do they? So let's find out if people really think it. And people did think it. And then they were asking...
A quarter of people who responded said...
It could have been 21%. So a sizable number of people
say we should have
above
more
the
white.
Margin of error. It's going to be very interesting to see how much that bleeds into the experience of the Germans. Then the other thing is that the Germans put on amazing football tournaments. This is going to be absolutely
I was in
class.
Germany in 2000 and, not 2002,
Six.
2006.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was
so brilliant. We were in Munich.
Yeah.
For a few of the games, and it was class.
If anybody is on the fence about going, get off the fence. Yeah, go.
It was one of the best trips I was ever on. Who would your money be on? Say, evens, odds across the board. Who
it
would
has
you
to be France.
On? Okay.
France have the strength and depth. They have Mbappe, who has just got his move to Real Madrid, is very fresh because he barely played towards the end of the season for Paris Saint-Germain. He'd already fallen out with them and decided this was next. But not just him. They have like incredible players in almost every position and loads of great players are not even going to start for them, which means that as the tournament goes on, they can... So you would expect France, but the joy of this is that you put together three performances and all of a sudden a bad Belgium team or Croatia could easily go on a run.
Yeah.
Like Ronaldo's goal against us would suggest that he's not completely toast. I mean, certainly the good goal he scored against us would suggest, and the Portuguese team is great. So there's that. There's genuinely, there's no one standout side and it's football on three times a day. Every day for the next 2 weeks. I mean, you got to love that.
Yeah, really. the Olympics will be on afterwards. Console myself with that. There is football, our own football this weekend, Gaelic football. So there's a huge amount of games. We're obviously not going to go through them all. But this is the last round of the kind of the leaguey section.
The round robin. Yeah. Everybody hates, we've got no name for it really. It's the All-Ireland Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so some really interesting games that are kind of slightly off-Broadway. So Cork beat Donegal in the last round and nobody saw because it wasn't on TV, it wasn't streamed. And it was a massive shock. If Cork avoid defeat this weekend, they're going to go straight through to the All-Ireland quarter-final, and that's been a big advantage because if you play this week and you don't win top of your group, you have to play next week in the preliminary quarter-final and you got to play the week after in the quarter-final.
And you're saying no one has done that successfully through to an All-Ireland?
Not really, no. No one has been able to navigate that path and then arrive against Dublin or Kerry and be like, oh, we
fresh.
Got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure some team are going to book the trend and become a new Mayo or Tyrone through the back door and go and use the run of games to find an identity. We haven't seen it yet. And also, you'll have Dublin and Kerry who are definitely going to top their groups waiting for you, at least in the quarterfinal or semi-final too. So, but, the, you know, all of a sudden, Donegal, who looked like genuine All-Ireland contenders, they're going to be clear this weekend. But they, if Cork don't screw things up against Tyrone, then Donegal are going to be going through that route and they'll be a potential opponent for Kerry or Dublin in the quarterfinal as well.
Yeah.
But again, suddenly make that side of the championship pretty interesting.
All right. Listen, there's, like I say, too many games to go through in detail, but an awful lot to play for in the round robin, the final round of fixtures there. Gerard Gilroy from Off The Ball, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.